Now let's continue. Pinehurst is only 5 miles from Sudbury. OK, 这个短语 be away from 有时候这个 away 是可省略掉的。这里面说 Pinehurst 和 Sudbury 只相距5英里那么远 is only 5 miles away from. OK, away 可以省略。那么再比如说我的家离这儿很近，走路就到了，表达为 My home is in walking distance from here. Be from 到离哪的意思。My home is in walking distance from here. 那么再比如说火车站离这儿远吗？火车站是 railway station. 那么句话应该是 How far away is the railway station from here? How far away is the railway station from here? 好，这个 away 可以省略。或者说 How far is the railway station from here? 那回答是不远，大概5英里左右。Not very far, only 5 miles also. 注意，左右大概是 also 来表达。Only 5 miles also. 那么再比如说，那离这儿很远是 as far from here.It's far from here. 那离这儿不远 It's not far from here. It's not far from here. OK, 我们回顾这些例句了。Pinehurst is only 5 miles from Sudbury. My home is in walking distance from here. How far is the railway station from here? Not very far. Only 5 miles also. It's far from here. It's not far from here. OK. 回到文章中间来。Pinehurst is only 5 miles from Sudbury. 两地相距5英里左右。But Mr. Scott cannot get a telephone for his new garage, so he has just bought 12 pigeons. 但是他没法为新的汽车修理部获得一部电话。这个 get means obtain, OK, 获得的意思。他没法获得一部新的电话。So he has just bought 12 pigeons. 他刚刚买了12只鸽子。我们看这个 just, 强调刚刚结束，用现在完成时，注意 just 的位置。He has just bought 12 pigeons.Yesterday, a pigeon carried the first message from Pinehurst to Sudbury. OK, 我们看到 yesterday 了，昨天应该搭配一个一般过去式。A pigeon carried the first message from Pinehurst to Sudbury. 一只鸽子把第一封信从 Pinehurst 带到 Sudbury 这个地方。OK, 我们看这词 carry, 这是一个非常非常生动形态一个词，它的英文解释是 take from one place to the other.Take from one place to the other 表示从一个地方带到另外一个地方去，可以翻译为搬、提着、拿着、背着、抱着、抬着、运送、带过去都可以。 OK, 用这个 carry 来表达一下。 For example, He was carrying a box on his shoulder. He was carrying a box on his shoulder. 他扛着一个箱子。 Next one, The wounded man was carried away. The wounded man was carried away. 这个受伤的人被抬走了，翻译成抬。Next one, the monkey carried her baby on her back. 这个猴子背着小猴子。 OK, 那 the monkey carried her baby on her back, 翻译成背着。 The woman carried a baby in her arms. In her arms, 翻译成她抱着一个孩子。 The woman carried a baby in her arms. 她抱着一个孩子。你看一下 carry, 非常生动形象一个词，表示搬啊、提、扛着、背着、抱着、抬着、带送，都是 carry 这一个词。 OK, 好，我们回顾一下关于 carry 的用法。He was carrying a box on his shoulder. The wounded man was carried away. The monkey carried her baby on her back. The woman carried a baby in her arms. 文中讲的是 A pigeon carried the first message from Pinehurst to Sudbury. 一只鸽子把第一封信从一地带到另外地方去带过去。我们看一下 From Pinehurst to Sudbury 表示从 Pinehurst 到 Sudbury 这个地方。 OK, From to 叫从什么地方到什么地方。 OK, 那比如说从早九点到晚五点应该是 From 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. 它讲的是 business hours 营业时间。 From 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. business hours 营业时间，从到 from to。 再比如说 From morning to night 有时候又叫做 from morning till night, 表示从早到晚的意思。那么 from door to door, from door to door, 翻译成挨门挨户的。 For example, I'm looking for my dog from door to door. 我在挨门挨户的找我的狗。 OK, from door to door, 指挨门挨户的。 Next one, from China to Peru. OK, Peru 是国家名字，叫秘鲁了。From China to Peru 表示从中国到秘鲁，我们知道这两个国家之间相距非常非常遥远。那如果说从中国到秘鲁，表示遍天下处处的意思。For example, 我的朋友遍天下，你就可以说 I have friends from China to Peru, 表示遍天下到处都有的意思。 From China to Peru. Next one, from hand to mouth. From hand to mouth, 从手出来的钱进了嘴里面，表示赚的钱都吃掉，翻译成仅够糊口或现挣现花的含义。 From hand to mouth. OK, from to 从哪到哪，我们回顾一下这些短语，非常长的短语。 From 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. 指是营业时间。From morning to night 或者 from morning to night 表示从早到晚。From door to door, 挨门挨户的。I'm looking for my dog from door to door. From China to Peru 表示遍天下处处。I have friends from China to Peru. From hand to mouth 表示仅够糊口现正现化的含义。 OK,